Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg calls Neat report simply untrue. By Lucas Nolan on November 16, 2018. Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg called a recent report from the New York Times which made a number of shocking claims about the company simply untrue. A recent article published by the New York Times titled Delay, Deny and Deflect, How Facebook's Leaders Thought Through Crisis, provides insight into how Facebook has operated through numerous crises over the past few years. The report also alleges that Facebook hired a PR firm which published articles critical of Facebook's competitors through an Associated Conservative News website. Facebook also reportedly hired a Republican opposition research firm to discredit activist protesters critical of Facebook's data breaches. This was done partly by linking them to the left-wing financier George Soros. Now, the company's COO, Sheryl Sandberg, has commented on the report stating that it is simply untrue. In a Facebook post published on Thursday night, Sandberg stated that the allegations saying I personally stood in the way are also just plain wrong. The post continued to state, on a number of issues, including spotting and understanding the Russian interference we saw in the 2016 election, Mark Zuckerberg and I have said many times we were too slow, she wrote. But to suggest that we weren't interested in knowing the truth, or we wanted to hide what we knew, or that we tried to prevent investigations, is simply untrue. The article in The Neat claimed that Facebook hired a Republican opposition research group called Definers Public Affairs to target protesters angered by Facebook's multiple user data breaches. Facebook employed a Republican opposition research firm to discredit activist protesters, in part by linking them to the liberal financier George Soros. It also tapped its business relationships, lobbying a Jewish civil rights group to cast some criticism of the company as anti-Semitic, the article stated. Sandberg addressed this saying, at the time, they were trying to show that some of the activity against us that appeared to be grassroots also had major organizations behind them, she wrote. I did not know we hired them or about the work they were doing, but I should have. I have great respect for George Soros, and the anti-Semitic conspiracy theories against him are abhorrent. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg also discussed the Neat report at a press conference, eerily echoing Sandberg's statement, I've said many times before that we were too slow to spot Russian interference and we certainly stumbled along the way. But to suggest we weren't interested in knowing the truth or wanted to hide what we knew or wanted to prevent investigations is simply untrue. Read Breitbart's article outlining the five biggest revelations from the New York Times article here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at LucasNolan_ or email him at lnolan@breitbart.com.